All right, my name is Jay Summit, and I'm here with two of our TAs, and we're going to be talking about Homework Zero. So guys, why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hey guys, my name is Omar Hayek.
I'm Joshua Diadigo.
And we're here with Jay Summit, talking about Homework Zero.
All right, first podcast. So, what do students normally get wrong on Homework Zero? I mean, how do you lose points on Homework Zero?
Okay, there's one common thing that people do wrong all the time, and it's kind of commonplace with all the homeworks, which is they forget their collaboration statement. Normally, it's on the syllabus. It says if you forget your collaboration statement, it's an automatic zero for that homework. So don't forget your collaboration statement. It's a really easy way to just get a complete zero. You can just include it. Just have like a reminder or something. Always include it. There's no point not to. It's really easy.
All right. Anything else they do wrong about the homework?
Oh, okay. So about the homework specifically. All right, so there's a number of things. Make sure that the photo is the correct size. I think it should specify a specific size.
Yeah, it's 300 by 300.
300 by 300, so you'll lose points if it's not 300 by 300.
A lot of times I see like one dimension is 300 and the other one just auto-corrects whatever keeps the aspect ratio the same. So make sure whatever you're cropping it with, you keep both of them at 300.
So they want a one-to-one square aspect
exactly,
ratio.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So you might need to uncheck a box that says maintain aspect ratio or something like that.
You should also submit the document in terms of a PDF, not a Word document or a Notepad document or anything like that. It needs to be a PDF. You have to have your name. You have to title the PDF and the picture a specific way. It's supposed to have your name in a specific manner. So make sure
it's first name underscore
right.
Last name.
So make sure you've got that down.
Some images or computers will do JPEG instead of JPG. That's not a big deal.
Yeah,
just
we'll
ignore
accept that.
Yeah. But it does need to be the same format as first name underscore last name.
Just make sure you answer all the questions that we ask you in the instructions. Just take a quick read through it, write down some answers, and once you're done, you can just go back, look through all the instructions, and make sure you hit every single point. It's just simple mistakes that people have every semester, and they're really easy and simple to fix, especially on this homework.
Yeah, and every homework has a grading rubric at the end of it, so even for this one, you can go to the end and see exactly what we're going to be taking off points for. So just go through each item and make sure that you've met the requirements.
Yeah, and if you want some bonus points, there are some bonus points on this homework. You can make it fun, funny, interesting. Just make your TA happy and you'll get some bonus points.
All right, so with the mystery code, they load the mystery code in the software, they run it, they type in their name and age, it gives them a code. What exactly do they have to copy and paste into the document here?
In the bottom left of Calico, there's an output window. Just take everything in there, copy and paste it into your document.
All right, if you're using Python 3, it'll be right in the main shell.
Right. So basically, we just want to make sure that you can understand how to work Calico and where everything is. So finding the output window is pretty much the assignment for this project.
Getting the software installed.
Right, that too. But if you've gotten to that point and it seems a little too simple, or if you're having issues, either way, that's really just all we want you guys to understand at this point.
Nope, no tricks.
All right, so when they turn it into T-Square, how can they be 100% guaranteed sure that they actually got submitted correctly to T-Square?
Okay, so whenever you submit an assignment on T-Square, you're always guaranteed to get an email from them within a minute. Normally, it happens for me within a few seconds. If you don't get that email, within a few minutes, then something's wrong. You probably want to double check, make sure that it's submitted. Another way, something that's really smart that you can do is after you've submitted it, go back to the assignment and download the thing that you submitted to make sure that it's the right thing. It's pretty common for people to submit one thing, and then it turns out that they've submitted the wrong file or it's an older version. So by just downloading the file and double checking it, make sure that if it's a programmer code, make sure that it runs perfectly fine. It's a really simple way to avoid that situation.
All right. Is there anything else we need to tell them, or are we pretty much done here?
No, but I do look forward to reading the Homework Zero stuff. It's always really fun.
Yeah, make the instructions interesting. That's all I got.
All right. We'll see you guys later next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.